regular season crown as well. Joining us now on the program, a big part of that, literally and figuratively, Jake Adams, a guy who's been making headlines all season long for the Hawkeyes. I know you're used to talking about home runs, Jake, usually the ones that you hit. How about that bomb Robert Nystrom hit for you guys yesterday?
Yeah, that was huge. Head coach came up to us in the last inning, and he goes, "Hey, Bob, if Jake gets on here, be ready to look to bunt here to get him over. If they throw you a pitch over the plate, get ready to swing." And he got up there. He was all confident in himself and put off a really good swing and hit over dead center, and that was just phenomenal. He really needed that to get back in his little groove, and it was just a fun time to walk off like that when we're down from a 7-run deficit.
What is it like to hit between him and Mason McCoy in the lineup?
Yeah, both of them are really good hitters. They both, because a lot of teams are starting to pitch around me, but with them right in front of me and right behind me, it's hard for them to kind of pitch around me because both of them are consistent hitters and have power that can do a lot of damage. So they have to pitch to me. So it's just been fun to hit in the middle of those two.
Now, you said teams are starting to pitch around. Are you surprised that it's taken them this long to start avoiding you?
Yeah, a little bit. But once Robert Nystrom started making some noise, I mean, it wasn't a surprise that they had to start pitching to me recently because they don't want to get to Robert. But other than that, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise it took this long.
Hawkeye first baseman Jake Adams joining us on the program. Jake, I know you're tired of telling this story, but it's the first time that we've had you on the program, and I hear you laughing already. You know what direction I'm going here. So
yep.
Let's take you back to DMACC. You're headed to North Dakota, and you find out that they have dropped the program. What was that like for you, and how quickly did it take for you to wind up as a Hawkeye?
Yeah, so I was out at practice one day. It was about 2 weeks before our conference tournament started, and one of our assistant coaches comes over to our other coach at first base and said something about North Dakota, and I was like, oh, DMACC must be getting a North Dakota kid. That's pretty cool. And so I didn't think anything of it. We went through practice, and it was about BP time, and one of our ace pitchers, Nick Belzer, came over to me, and he goes, "Bud, did you hear just what happened?" And I said, "No, what happened?" He goes, "Well, North Dakota just cut their baseball program." And right then and there, my heart dropped, and I was like, "Oh, man, what am I going to do now? Like, have to start the whole recruiting process all over again, kind of late in the process, and I don't know if a lot of teams are going to have money." And so about 2 days later, I'd been getting a bunch of calls from a bunch of schools, and a lot of them were walk-on spots, and I really didn't want to walk on. I wanted a little bit of money, and luckily enough, Sean Moore ended up playing for Coach Heller, and he was our hitting coach at DMACC, and he goes, "Hey, bud, what do you think about playing Big Ten baseball?" And I was like, that's my dream since I've been little. And so he made the call, and about the next morning, about 6 a.m., him and I hopped in the car and went up to Iowa to meet Coach Heller and Coach Marty, and I fell in love with it ever since. And, I mean, I'm glad that I'm here and not anywhere else.
Now, you say it was your dream since you were little. Are you talking college baseball or just Big Ten baseball in general?
Well, D1 baseball. I mean, okay. Big Ten, since I'm from South Dakota, I've been following Big Ten, obviously. So just playing D1 baseball in general was my dream.
What has been what was the biggest adjustment, and obviously you've made it to this point, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make from the junior college level to now the Division I level?
Tightening up my swing for sure. I know at DMACC I kind of had a long swing, and I was getting me by at that level. But coming to the D1 level, they have a little bit better velocity pitching-wise and a lot better off-speed. So I've been really working with Coach Moore and Coach Pete in the fall with tightening up my swing and getting adjusting to that velo, and it's really helped me out a tremendous much.
Take me through your approach to in just a generic plate appearance. What are you thinking when you step in the batter's box?
Well, since I'm third, obviously, in the lineup, I kind of see, watch how they pitch to our first two guys and see if they start them off with off-speed or fastballs. But normally, I get up there and I'm sitting off-speed pitch right away because I know I'm gonna see one of them at least. But if they're starting off with fastballs right away, and I get up there, I'm thinking fastball, and once they throw that fastball, I have to be ready to hit that so they don't go to that off-speed pitch.
Have you noticed a difference in the way that pitchers have adjusted to you as the season has gone along?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of these pitchers are starting to work away since I'm a pole hitter. But, I mean, it's baseball. People make mistakes and they leave it over the plate. And that's what they've been doing lately is leaving pitches over the plate. And I've been managing to put a good swing on it and hitting it. The other thing I kind of struggled with early on in the season is chasing out of the zone. So a lot of teams were starting to throw a lot of off-speed in the dirt or kind of get me to try chasing up above. So I just had to be relaxed when I was up there and look for my pitch and not help out the pitchers and get myself out in that aspect.
Iowa baseball at home tomorrow for the final time this year, taking on Nebraska-Omaha before they wind up Big Ten play over the weekend in Illinois. We're talking with Jake Adams, the Hawkeyes first baseman. They list you at 6'2", 250 on the roster. How close is that?
Not close at all. I mean, when I came back from Christmas break, that's when we had our weigh-ins, and I was a little heavy then. I'm down to 6'2", about 230, 232 right now. So, I mean, I've lost quite a bit of weight and getting back in the weight room since I've been back from winter break. So,
now, you've hit a ton of home runs, I believe 18 this season for the Hawkeyes, your D-Max single-season home run record holder. Do you remember the first time you ever hit a home run in your life?
Oh, man. I mean, I think it's about 10 years old, I think, was the first home run that I can really remember hitting back in Little League. I think I hit it over dead center. I think that was my first memory of ever hitting a home run.
Does the feeling ever get old?
No, not really. Home run's a home run. It's really cool. Right when you hit it, you know that you put a good swing on it, and it's a home run, and you always get that same feeling in your stomach, like, wow, I just crushed that ball.
Now, Jake, Brandon, South Dakota native, you played on the same high school football team as Matt Vandenberg. Who was the better football player?
Well, Matt was a lot faster than me, and he played safety on the defense side, and I was a linebacker, so it's kind of hard to compare, but he was a phenomenal athlete all around. It's hard to compare both of us since we played different positions.
And I know you played basketball in high school as well. Did you have opportunities in other sports, or were you always strictly focused on baseball?
I was pretty much always strictly on baseball. I mean, I had a couple offers to go play D2 basketball. But I knew baseball was my calling. That's where I wanted to end up in life.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What's the focus like for you guys this final week of the season as you play your final non-conference game and then you gear up for Illinois this weekend, a big Big Ten series? You guys have already clinched a spot in the conference tournament, but obviously you're hoping for more.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to stay focused, come out and practice every day and keep working hard and chasing after our goal is to win the obviously the conference at the end of the year. And, I mean, this game on Tuesday is obviously big for us because we got to get that win and just get us ready for Illinois on this weekend. So we know we have to come out with Illinois, and they're a good team, so we have to come out and win a series against them to have a chance to win the conference. So.
Now, I know you guys are never satisfied and you never want to make excuses, but there were a couple of injuries, especially to the weekend rotation early on in the season. How have you guys been able to manage to get to this point with a 31-18 record in striking distance and now in the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, we had a couple of injuries. C.J. Eldridge was a big one, and Nick Allgaier also was a huge one for pitching-wise. And both of them, when they went out early, it was kind of a little devastating. We didn't know what we were going to do, but we've had a lot of young guys step up and take their spot. And Ryan Erickson also, our Saturday starter now, he was always our closer coming into this year, and he really stepped up and gave us some quality innings to get us some wins out of him. So, I mean, we've been doing just fine without them, but it would really help if we had them.
Jake Adams steps into the batter's box against Nick Gallagher. Who wins?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, we've only faced a couple times. I think he's got me two out of the probably four or five times that we faced. But he's a heck of a pitcher, and it's always fun to go against him when we have the opportunity.
Do you guys have play with a different confidence on Friday when you know that he's on the mound for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Nick's a great pitcher, and we knew that coming into the fall that after those guys went down that we're going to have to get that Friday night win every time when he's on the mound, and everybody plays confident behind him, and he gets outs even when he doesn't have his best stuff, and we always find a way to give him runs, and he's always the first one to always come up and congratulate you when he doesn't have his best stuff, and he gives us a couple of runs, and we give him some of those runs back, and I mean, he's just a bulldog on the mound. It's just fun to play behind him.
And then it helps to have a guy like Josh to close things out too, right?
Yeah, Josh has been phenomenal too. Him and Yeah, he's been throwing really well for us, coming in, closing some games. And, I mean, he's struggled a little bit last weekend, but he still came out and fought through his bad innings and found a way to get it done.
Just a couple more questions here with you, Jake, before we let you go. We talked with Rick last week, and I know he's mentioned that you're starting to get a little buzz with the MLB draft coming up next month. What's that been like for you, and how hard has it been to try to tune that out, or at least to keep it off to the side while you're still focusing on the season?
Yeah, I've been getting some calls here and there. I kind of not try to think about it a whole lot, because I don't want that pressure on me when we're still playing, because obviously we still have ball to play. It's been a fun experience, obviously, but I kind of pushed all those scouts to my dad to let him worry about it so I can focus on this season and help my team any way we can to win and try not to have that burden on my shoulders to go out there and compete every day and try to impress those scouts.
Right now, is it just teams calling, trying to put out feelers to see where you're at as far as whether you'd be interested or where it would take to draft you in order to get you to go, or what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of calling to see if I'm eligible for the draft and whatnot, and they're seeing if I'd be negotiable with money and whatnot. But, I mean, I haven't got a lot of those calls. Obviously, my dad has, and he tries to keep that from me so I don't have to worry about it and just keep going out and playing until the time comes when the draft comes, and then we can worry about it then.
Who's the MLB team in Brandon, South Dakota? Who do folks root for up there?
The Minnesota Twins.
Twins territory. All right, I like it. Well, Jake, we appreciate you taking time to join us today. Good luck tomorrow against Omaha, and we'll be keeping tabs on you the rest of the season. We appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
And we should mention the Twins will be on the KGYM airwaves tomorrow, taking on the Colorado Rockies on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, your home for Twins baseball all summer long. Great stuff from Jake, a guy who shouldn't even have been wearing an Iowa uniform this year and has gone on to have one of the greatest offensive seasons in Hawkeye baseball history.
It's an interesting story because like we talked about during the break, this is a guy that, I mean, I'm not going to project, I'm not an MLB draft guru or anything like that, but this might be a guy that was at Iowa for 1 year and turned in one of the greatest seasons, as you said, in Iowa Hawkeye history.
Now, scouts are a little bit mixed on him as far as how high he can go in the draft, but I think he does have a realistic chance at going in the first 10 rounds. And the first 10 rounds are where the money is at, because that's where you've got a draft pool and MLB sort of dictates how much money you can spend. And he's got a little leverage this year because obviously he can come back to school next year. So hopefully he can leverage that if that's ultimately what he wants to do. If not, maybe he comes back. And if he comes back next year, I don't think it's going to take until mid to late May for pitchers late April to mid-May for pitchers. I couldn't believe that. Guys are starting to pitch around me. He's got 18 homers, finally.
And I brought it up, obviously, two good hitters around him. Mason McCoy before him in the two-hole, and then Robert Nystrom behind him in the cleanup spot. But still, I know those guys are good, but who would you rather pitch to?
McCoy is another guy that sort of fell between the cracks and wound up at Iowa, but they had to worry about him and the lure of pro ball because two summers ago he had a tremendous showing in the Northwoods League, and I know Rick was worried about him being signed to a free agent deal on a pro contract. So this staff is doing a tremendous job of figuring out and getting talent on campus, and they're winning once they get there as well. And they've got a shot at winning a regular season title. Now, I believe they're in fifth place as of today. And you take a look and you go, okay, it's a long shot. But if some teams ahead of them lose and Iowa sweeps Illinois, theoretically they're not eliminated from finishing first and winning a regular season championship. But the important thing for the Hawkeyes is that they locked up that fourth consecutive berth in the Big Ten tournament, and that's where perhaps they can go and make a little noise this year.
I thought when C.J. Eldred went out to the injury that I didn't think that things were going to go completely downhill, but there was going to be a kind of a ripple effect, and it would take him a while to get over losing your Friday night starter. But first of all, Nick Gallagher stepping into that spot has been outstanding. But this is, you think of Iowa baseball in the past, and pretty much college baseball in general, is this sort of small ball manufacturer runs. This is a thunderous lineup that Iowa puts out there every day, and it is a very offensive team, and it's fun to watch.
You got one more chance to see them in person, folks. It's tomorrow. They're taking on Nebraska-Omaha at Duane Banks Field, and then it's off to Champaign over the weekend for the three games with the Illinois Fighting Illini. 21 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, if you're caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600, we've got a tremendous prize for you today from Fairfax State Savings Bank. They are looking to promote the bus trip that they've got to Wrigley Field on July 24th for the Cubs and White Sox. We're giving away a different Fairfax-themed gift all week long. And we've got I believe this is a $40 gift certificate to Sankot's Garage in Fairfax for some oil changes. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Not only are you going to win the certificate for the oil changes, but you're going to go into the drawing on Friday, and we will have one grand prize winner, which in addition to your daily prize, you will receive two seats on the bus and two tickets to that July 24th Cubs-White Sox game. 366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is and get you another big board update after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
5:23, you're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. That would be 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Who's our winner?
Oh, John from Cedar Rapids is our winner.
John from Cedar Rapids. Okay, well, Fairfax isn't that far of a drive away to go get your oil changed. We've got four more great prizes to give away this week. I know the Star Bar is one of them. If you've ever spent any time in Fairfax and you've been thirsty, you probably have wound up at the Star Bar. And then, again, the grand prize Friday will let you know which one of our five winners is going to take home the two tickets to see the Cubs and the White Sox. One of those teams isn't necessarily playing that bad right now. The other team's the Cubs.
The White Sox at one point had lost six in a row, but I was talking to one of my friends. He's a huge White Sox fan, and he said, okay, well, the plan's back in order. They lost six in a row, and then they start winning again. I think when all's said and done, the plan will be working just fine once game number 162 of the season is through.
I was watching, I happened to catch the game the other night, and I thought, man, they've got a ton of people there for a Saturday night. They had the ballpark absolutely filled. What could possibly draw people to a Padres-White Sox game? Saturday night was the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock giveaway. And I saw them.
What?
Yes. You did not see the Hawk Harrelson. I know Tyler
no,
and I talked.
I missed this.
Tyler and I talked about this on the APC back before I murdered it. It's a Hawk Harrelson talking alarm clock. And it was extremely popular, and within, I think, 2 hours of the game being over last night, or Saturday night, I should say, I saw at least six of them pop up on various Facebook feeds of people trying to sell them for $40 or $50 a piece.
Now, is the alarm of Hawk Harrelson, his voice?
It is him talking, absolutely.
I actually don't mind Hawk Harrelson. There are a lot of people out there that really don't like him. I don't mind him, but if I had to wake up every day to Hawk Harrelson's voice, I would throw up. I would throw that, first of all, I'd throw that alarm clock out the window and break a window probably.
See,
that would be awful.
This is how perception works, because when you say the White Sox aren't necessarily playing all that bad right now, they're 17 and 18. Okay? That's not a whole lot different than being 18 and 19. But the Cubs won the World Series last year, and their fans are absolutely losing it. The White Sox are sitting there at a game below 500, and people are sort of saying, nice job, nice effort. Which, by the way, today is May 15th, and that means the White Sox could reach down to AAA and bring up Yoan Moncada at any point from today moving forward and not lose a year of service time for him. So it doesn't matter. Service time is out the window right now for Yoan Moncada. He can come up at any point today moving forward. So something for White Sox fans to keep an eye on there. And he's playing tremendous baseball in the International League at AAA Charlotte. We've got minor league baseball going on in our own backyard tonight. Tell you about it right now on a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. But first, Iowa State officially announced the signing today of men's basketball graduate transfer Hans Brace this morning. The former Princeton player missed most of last season after he suffered a knee injury in late November. He announced his commitment to the Cyclones on Friday. Also today, head coach Steve Prohm revealed that freshman guard Jacoby Long underwent shoulder surgery last month on his shooting shoulder. Long averaged just over 1 point and one rebound a game with the Cyclones last season. The Iowa baseball team took its weekend series against Ohio State 2-1 in dramatic fashion thanks to a walk-off home run by Robert Nystrom yesterday. Iowa now 31-18 on the season, 13-8 in Big Ten play as it heads into the final week of the regular season. Iowa clinched a Big Ten tourney berth for the fourth straight year. Nebraska-Omaha visits Iowa City tomorrow afternoon in the final game at Duane Banks Field before wrapping up conference play this weekend at Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will play a doubleheader today against the Peoria Chiefs at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch for the double dip set for 5:30. Earlier today, the Colonels announced right-hander Zach Tillery has been activated from the DL. And Mark Perry will become the full-time freestyle coach for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. That announced earlier today. Perry has spent the last 6 years as an assistant coach at Illinois. Iowa Golf today in 11th place at the NCAA Regional in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Hawkeyes currently 15 over par as a team. LSU, surprise, surprise, on its home course, the team leader at 12 under par.
You know, I tried to catch up with Sean Krantz, the proprietor of Coach's Corner Sports Pub, and Jack Dom.
They were down there. Now, I know Jack was there on Friday. I don't know about Saturday, but Sean was there over the weekend.
So they were both there on Friday, apparently. And I went to Ballpark Village, and I swear the line to try to get into the place where they were was probably 150 to 200 people deep.
Well, yeah, they had to drown their sorrows after Eddie Butler.
There were a lot of Cubs fans there. And I will say this, the downtown St. Louis area, when the Cubs are in town, It makes it the atmosphere that much better. It is it's really a special rivalry, and it brings out a lot of good in St. Louis.
Well, it brought out a lot of good in the Cardinals on Saturday and Sunday. They took 2 of 3 from the Cubs. We'll have a little MLB talk for you coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. Game 7 of round 2 in the Eastern Conference. The Cavaliers have been waiting to find out whether they'll be playing the number 1 seed Boston Celtics or the Washington Wizards. Game 7 on the way tonight from TD Garden in Boston. Not Boston Garden, as a certain New York sports radio host still believes that arena is in use. It's been demolished for quite some time. But Game 7, the home team, I believe, has had very good luck in this series. So, again, my money would be on the Celtics tonight. We'll have it for you coming up at 7 o'clock on all of our frequencies as we wrap up the halfway point of the program today. An interesting proposition on the way, a question, if you will, about something that hadn't really crossed my mind when it comes to putting together a non-conference schedule in the Big Ten, but it came up today, and now it has me thinking whether or not people would find this acceptable or not if you're a Hawkeye fan. Back after this.
We'll send you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, two of the best words in sports. Game 7, Celtics and Wizards face off in the winner-take-all matchup tonight in the NBA. This game and a spot in the Eastern Conference Finals will likely depend on one factor, according to ESPN's Tim Legler.
This is the biggest game of Isaiah Thomas's and John Wall's careers. I think whichever backcourt plays the closest to their normal regular season production is going to win the game. So Avery Bradley, Bradley Beal, those two guys have to step up as well. But this very well could come down to John Wall and Isaiah Thomas and which player seizes the moment.
Game 7 coverage tips off at the top of the hour on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The NBA says it won't review the actions of Golden State's Zaza Pachulia on the play where San Antonio's Kawhi Leonard injured his ankle in Game 1 of the West Finals. Pachulia won't face any discipline. The play will stand as called. Leonard is likely out of Game 2 tomorrow. Golden State's Andre Iguodala with a knee issue listed as questionable. After dropping the opener at home, the Penguins look to even up the NHL's Eastern Conference Final tonight against the Senators.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Golic, what do you athletes say about looking good?
Look good, feel good, play good.
That's it, and you'd want a good deal to help you crush those goals, right?
I'm listening.
I'm talking about GNC's Buy Two, Get One Free Mix and Match Sale.
Well, what can I mix and match?
Select sports, wellness, and diet solutions.
They're all Buy Two, Get One Free at GNC?
Yes, they are. GNC's got everything you need to crush all your goals.
Well, sounds like now is the perfect time to head to GNC.
Just stop by your local GNC store or visit GNC.com before May 17th.
Change begins at GNC.
Hashtag One New GNC.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $32.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
5:35, again, a big thank you going out to Hawkeye first baseman Jake Adams joining the program at the top of this hour. You can catch the podcast after the show is over. We'll upload it, we promise, at KGYMRadio.com. Your chance to play and perhaps be victorious with us on Race to Win coming up sometime between now and 7 o'clock. I said earlier in the program we would do it in the 6 o'clock hour. Then I said perhaps I was going to be a jerk and change my mind and do it during the 5 o'clock hour. Stick with me. I don't know. Sometimes I change things on a whim. I just lick my finger, stick it in the air, figure out what direction the wind is blowing, and then that's how I operate.
Do you sniff your finger like Colin Coward?
No sniffing of the hands, sniffing of the fingers, none of that jackassery. Let me ask you a question here.
Okay.
I'm at lunch today. And I've always wanted to get people's opinions on this. Say you're at lunch and you pay the bill, and or you're at a bar, because this happens more often at a bar than it does at a restaurant, although it's still fairly common in either place. And you pay, and say the change on your bill is $7.50. And instead of getting a 5 and 2 ones back along with the 50 cents, the bartender or the server gives you 7 $1 bills, with the implication being you're going to tip them with the change that they bring you back. Is that a good move? Do you appreciate that when bartenders and servers do that? Or do you find it a bit presumptuous and a little bit of a turnoff?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because when I ask for change, I want the exact change because I'm going to...
Well, it's the exact change. It's just in different denominations.
But they took your 50 cents.
No, they bring you the 50 cents back, but they're giving you 7 $1 bills along with it, as opposed to a 5 and 2 ones.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, in that case...
Acceptable... Or do you find it presumptuous that the person is doing it because they want a tip? They're expecting you to leave them $3 or $4, and they know that you can't do that with a $5 bill and 2 ones.
I think it's acceptable. It's a little weird to give someone that many ones, especially with their when there are fives there. But yeah, I never found it unacceptable. I never got angry at a waiter or waitress because of it.
So, in other words, I'm crazy.
No,
because I thought of this today when the waitress at lunch brought me my change back, and even though I like her and I was going to tip her, I was like, well, that's a little presumptuous.
Well, how much were you going to tip her?
A couple bucks, but say I needed the $5 bill, but I got money back and it was all ones.
Well,
you see
case,
where I'm coming
sure,
from.
This yeah, is, I get it. I
this
get
is
it.
One of the biggest problems that I've got going in my life right now.
Well, you have a good life.
If that was actually the biggest problem, the biggest worry in my life right now, then yes, I would have a good life. I don't have it too bad. I get to sit behind a microphone for 3 hours, Monday through Friday, and I get to talk about anything that's on my mind. And sometimes we even talk a little sports here. And I know how much many of you appreciate that as we're starting to get feedback on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 0182 says, that is a smart server. You are expected to tip. If you cannot afford a tip, you cannot afford to eat out. Okay, I understand it's a smart move by the server, but it doesn't mean that it can't also sometimes rub you the wrong way. Correct?
It does
That's
seem a little
presumptuous.
A little bit.
Because the only reason... Are you out of $5 bills? No. The only reason that you're doing it is because the server is expecting you to tip.
And if a $5 bill is needed in change, let's just say... So if it's over $5, $5 is the most spendable bill. That's the most... That's the bill that everybody wants, right? If you get like 10 ones, I paid my fantasy football dues to you the last 2 years in 10 ones, and I got made fun of.
Well, we made fun of you because we were wondering if you were at the gentleman's club.
Exactly.
There was no glitter on any of the dollar bills, so I think Alex was in the free and clear. 2228 on the text line says the change thing is okay. This is a great point here. The change thing is okay, but I hate it when they ask if you want change when it's for whatever amount, thinking that they're going to take all of your change. When the bill's $21.78 and you put 40 in there because you got two 20s, and they open it and look, do you want change? No, I was going to give you about 100% tip.
Full tip.
Not that, look, Greg Popovich has been known to be a magnificent tipper. We talked about his trip to Memphis during the playoffs when he left the $5,000 tip for the server. But I'm glad, look, if Tyler were here, then we'd hear all these stories about what a great tipper he is.
Do you think he is?
He was a generous tipper. I'll give him that. We went to lunch all the time. He was definitely a generous tipper.
Actually, I've had lunch with everybody here in the KGYM, the KGYM sports staff, and I'm pretty sure we're all generous tippers.
I was asked at lunch earlier today, because it's a business that other people here in the building frequent, and I was asked why I don't go to lunch with the people that come in, and I had to explain to the server, well, that's because those people are management, and I'm not good enough to go to lunch with them, so I go to lunch by myself. And she said, that guy is management? And I go, yes, he is. Don't judge a book by its cover. That's the important lesson that we like to teach people here at KGYM. Don't judge a book by its cover. 541, let's go ahead and do this. I want to hear Greg Popovich talking about the Kawhi Leonard ankle injury and Zaza Pachulia, and he's got a history, which is funny because Bruce Bowen of the Spurs, I think, did similar things, and Pop never had a problem with his guy. But he talks a little bit about Pachulia here, and this is classic Greg Popovich, because ultimately at the end he reveals that the rant, although coming from the heart and being sincere, at the end, he reveals that this is also sort of an epic troll job by him. So this is Greg Popovich earlier today talking with reporters and getting angry about the situation. And then at the end, you have to ask yourself, was he really angry, or was he just giving the reporters what they wanted?
Totally unnatural closeout that the league has outlawed years ago and pays great attention to it. And Kawhi's not there. And you want to know how we feel about it. You want to know if that lessens our chances or not. We're playing very possibly the best team in the league. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the East. 9.75 people out of 10 would figure the Warriors will beat the Spurs. Well, we've had a pretty damn good season. We've played fairly well in the playoffs. I think we're getting better. And we're up 23 points in the third quarter against Golden State. And Kawhi goes down like that. And you want to know if our chances are less, and you want to know how we feel, that's how we feel. Follow up? Pretty much covered.
Is that what you guys wanted? He sounds serious. He's going off on a rant, although on a 1 to 10 Popovich rant scale, that was maybe a 5. And then at the end, and maybe the accompanying video adds a little bit to it, because he looks like he's really upset, and at the end he smiles and basically says, is that it? Is that what you guys want? But he's not happy about it, and they got demolished. They were up big, and then Kawhi Leonard goes out, and as he says, maybe the best team in the league. Well, they're one of the two best teams in the league. You can make that argument that Cleveland and Golden State are on a collision course once again in the NBA Finals, but he's got a point. They're not going to beat Golden State without Kawhi Leonard.
No, they're going to get swept if he doesn't come back.
The ankle didn't look that good.
It didn't, and he'd already aggravated that ankle in the Houston series, and Tony Parker's already out. He hurt his knee during the Houston series. He's out for the rest of the playoffs. So this is already a shorthanded team, and when you're playing the Warriors and you're up by 20, and Zaza Pachulia is the guy who takes out who I believe is the second best player in the NBA. That's a tough pill to swallow. And it's debatable as to whether the closeout was good or not. I think it's a borderline play. But when it's Zaza Pachulia taking out your best player, I can kind of liken that to, let's just say, back in 2007, if Chris Carpenter threw at whoever the Cubs' best player was at the time and took him out.
In 2007? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
Derek Lee, Kosuke Fukudome? Fukudome
well, came maybe in that's in a bad example.
I'm being facetious. Derek Lee. Why not?
Let's just say Derek Lee.
Aramis Ramirez.
When a guy with a history of being somewhat of a goon, like Zaza Pachulia, takes out Kawhi Leonard, I understand the anger. So, I'm not sure whether this was a bad closeout, a good closeout. Like I said, it's borderline, but what it does is it makes what has already been a... I'm just looking at the big picture here. It makes what has already been a not-so-fun NBA playoffs even less fun.
Your thoughts on the NBA playoffs so far, including who wins Game 7 between the Celts and the Wizards tonight? 319-366-1600. For those of you who say we don't ever talk about the NBA on the program, here's your opportunity. And do you think Greg Popovich has a case? Do you think he is right to criticize here when he had a player on his roster for a number of years who did virtually the same thing? 366-1600.
Well, you have to have a player like that on your team. I think Ron Artest for years was one of those guys. Bruce Bowen is who you're referring to, Todd, was one of those guys for the San Antonio Spurs. And I know when I make hockey references, people don't quite understand them, but on a hockey team, you have a fourth line, which is your checking line, and you have a tough guy out there who, in case of a situation where the other team takes a run at your best player, he's there to kind of regulate things. So to have a player like that on your team, I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, but kind of likening this back to the NHL, when that player takes out a star player, it's never received well. So, I think that there is somewhat of a gripe when you look at, let's just say that Kawhi Leonard takes out Zaza Pachulia in a similar matter. Nothing is said about it. Nothing at all. Because I don't think that Kawhi has a history of doing this. Kawhi is the trade-off between Zaza Pachulia to his team and Kawhi Leonard to his team is not the same. So when you flip that, then there's a gripe. So I don't know where to sit on this. I think that Greg Popovich has a case, but I'm not sure that the intent to injure was there at the same time, if that makes sense.
366-1600. Let's keep it here in Cedar Rapids and bring Kyle on the program. Kyle, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Just kind of wanted to chime in with the NBA stuff. I kind of figured this out a few years ago, that the NBA season is so grueling, and then the playoffs is even more grueling. A lot of times, it's just a battle of attrition. I mean, it's whoever has the most healthy players at the end. Like, if you look a couple of years ago when Kevin Love got his shoulder popped out, it might even been Olenek that did that.
It was Olenek.
About that. And kind of funny that he's in the news now. And then, you know, same thing like last year, I don't think Curry was anywhere near 100%, you know, in the finals. So it just, it's too bad these things happen, especially to the top name players. But, you know, like Kuhn was saying, if San Antonio had any chance at all, Leonard has to be 100%, and it's too bad. But that's just kind of the way it goes down. But as far as tonight goes, it'd be a sucker's bet to take anybody but Boston, because nobody but a home team has won yet in that series. Although I hope we see at least a good game. And then real quick, too, I want to give you guys props on, you know, just kind of giving the Iowa baseball team a little bit of spotlight with Jake Adams. He definitely deserves that. And pretty cool story, too, how, you know, their number one pitcher goes down, and instead of folding, they've had a really good year, especially after that, you know, that Rutgers series. They could have really folded the tents up, but they didn't. They went in the other direction. So props to you guys on getting a little spotlight on them. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the phone call from you, Kyle, 319-366-1600. 1600, and not to go away from the NBA talk, but with the Iowa baseball team, what that did was it moved up the weekend rotation, and it really threw Sunday kind of up in the air. And we talked about that with Rick Heller, and look how many Sunday games Iowa's won this season, and they've sort of done it with a patchwork Sunday starting staff of plugging a guy in here or there, and it's going to be fun to watch this team moving forward in the postseason. I'm with Kyle, though. I think the money is on Boston tonight to win at home. The home team's won every game this series. And as I said, Washington doesn't exactly have the greatest history with Game 7s recently, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NHL. So you've got that hanging over you as well. Although no ghosts from the Boston Garden. Someone please tell Mike Francesa in New York that they demolished Boston Garden several years ago. They now play in the TD Garden, which is a completely different building. I always wanted to go to a game at the old Boston Garden. It was on my wish list as a young man and never got there.
Have you made it to Madison Square Garden?
I have not. I've never covered anything at Madison Square Garden because either I didn't have the budget for it, the work travel budget, or this show precluded me from going and doing any coverage.
I've been there, and that was a great experience. But yes, that was always something that I wanted to do as well, and obviously never going to get the opportunity to go to the Boston Garden. But I think one of, not to get too far away from this, but Kyle's point about war of attrition, that's real. You talk about the players that have gotten injured over the past 5 years in the playoffs. Steph Curry, not only was he not 100% last year, he wasn't 100% the year before. Blake Griffin has gotten injured in the last two playoffs. You think back to Derrick Rose when he got tore his ACL the first time in the playoffs. All of these guys have gone down to injury, except for one, really. And people think that I'm on LeBron James in LeBron James fan club, but he miraculously has stayed healthy throughout all of it.
We'll step aside. We'll bring you back with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. A Big Ten football question for you to ponder in hour number three, and more is on the way after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LinnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
The month of May is here, and so are the sounds of racing. Back again. It's race to win. The Jim Class and the Todd Bromelkamp Show will have your chance to match and win a grid full of great prizes, including general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Your chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by Right Watch, Hurtgen and Stocker Jewelers, and Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Take me out to the... Hey, how's my swing?
Terrible. Stiff, graceless. Imagine a manatee.
All right. But how do I look?
Oh, you look razor sharp. That Twins batting practice pullover is on fire. But you're not. Not at all.
Man, just keep pitching.
Ho-ho! Sir Whiffs-a-Lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Saturday, May 20th, when the first 10,000 fans get a free Twins batting practice pullover, courtesy of CenturyLink.
Sign me up. Go for a free batting practice pullover, and you've won a sign up for a baseball trip. Fairfax State Savings Bank, taking that busload of fans to see the Cubs and the White Sox at Wrigley Field, July 24th. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa State officially announced the signing of Princeton basketball graduate transfer Hans Brace this morning. Brace missed most of last season after suffering a knee injury in late November. He announced his commitment to Iowa State on Friday. Also today, Steve Prohm revealed freshman guard Jacoby Long underwent shoulder surgery last month on his shooting shoulder. Long averaged just over 1 point and one rebound a game last year with ISU. The Iowa baseball team took its weekend series against Ohio State in dramatic fashion thanks to a walk-off home run by Robert Nystrom yesterday. The Hawkeyes now 31-18 on the year. They're 13-8 in Big Ten play as they head into the final week of the regular season. The Hawkeyes have clinched a Big Ten tournament berth for the fourth straight season. They play their final home game of the season tomorrow against Nebraska-Omaha at Duane Banks Field. Cedar Rapids Colonels and Peoria Chiefs underway at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Game one of a doubleheader got underway at 5:30. Colonels earlier today announcing that right-handed pitcher Zach Tillery has been activated from the disabled list. And former Iowa wrestling standout Mark Perry will now serve as the full-time freestyle coach for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. That, according to Track Wrestling, Perry spent the last six seasons as an assistant coach at Illinois. Also today, the Iowa men's golf team in 11th place at the Baton Rouge Regional. They are 15 strokes over as a team. LSU on its home course, the team leader at 12 under.
Now, you have me intrigued because we're in the middle of May and you're bringing up college football and non-conference scheduling. And you know I always like to talk college football, and we only have about a minute left. But I'm excited to hear what I have no idea. The new idea that you're about to bring up.
It's not necessarily a new idea. As a matter of fact, I've seen it done before, but it's something that hadn't crossed my mind until I saw Jim Phillips, the athletic director at Northwestern, answer a question about it today at the Big Ten meetings that are currently going on. And I thought, it's something that's never gotten mentioned, never been mentioned, I should say, in all of the discussion about Iowa and the Iowa State series and playing a Power 5 program. And I think it's worth at least throwing out there and getting people's reactions. We'll do it to kick off hour number six. Cubs-Cardinals talk on the way as well. Plus, as promised, one more opportunity for you to play and maybe be victorious on Race to Win. Hour number three on the way after this.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty snack. All natural Oberto beef jerky. It's lean beef, slow cooked, and seasoned to perfection. All natural and all delicious.